Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. February 25th, 2022. My new article on LinkedIn, Russia-Ukraine War, the Pandora Box is open. The ramifications of this war run much deeper than the impact it will cause to those directly involved in the conflict. It will reshape the world, as it is likely that other latent frictions between countries and territories will be activated as a consequence of the Russia-Ukraine situation. This war just opened an era of wars, small and large, between different peoples. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson recently said that this war could easily become the biggest war in Europe since 1945, and I agree. If countries with similar backgrounds cannot reach agreement between them, then how much more likely it is that several countries that have big differences and ancient conflicts may easily slip into war for no apparent justifiable reason. On a personal level, it saddens me to see how fate turns around and once again we find ourselves at war. I am sorry and restless since I have many students in Russia and Ukraine who are under threat and feel how the deteriorating situation is affecting them and the whole world. In Israel, too, I have many students who follow with concern what is happening in Eastern Europe, anxious about the fate of their family members and friends. My hope is that the manifestations of hatred between the Russians and the Ukrainians will stop soon, two peoples who have lived side by side throughout history. If it were still possible, I would give everything I could to silence, calm down, avoid the escalation, but this is impossible for now. There is not much that we can do at this stage. We can only long for peace and a ceasefire, talk about all parties showing restraint. The parties in conflict could follow the example of the Native American tribes who buried their hostility in a ceremony during which previously warring tribes agreed to settle their differences and live in harmony, and sealed their agreement by the chief of each tribe burying a war hatchet in the ground. Such a scenario does not look realistic under the current circumstances. Thus, above the forces of hostility, above the egoism and control as the driving forces of all the conflicts in the world, we can only raise a global prayer for peace, asking that we all get along with everyone. Because only in the power of connection and in the connection between our hearts, can a great positive force arise, a force that is able to unite all parties, to reconcile the haters, to awaken the truth in us, all that we all belong to one soul. As it is written, "He who makes peace in his heights, may he make peace upon us." The Book of Job, 25:2. Will there be a war? Today everyone is asking the question, will there be a war in Ukraine or not? I am not a politician, but a Kabbalist, and I look at everything only from the point of view of the global correction of the world, in which all nations will one day come closer and unite. And in this form we will achieve peace and perfection in our existence on the globe. According to this conflict between Ukraine and Russia, we can see how much each nation and each country will have to correct until we can mutually connect with each other in a proper and kind form. That's why I don't want to examine politics. It is obvious that there are no one who is right in this dispute because we are all egoists and everyone must correct their egoism until we all unite in a friendly way. And before that, we will be haunted by wars and problems. If we do not think about correction, about covering all crimes with love, then there will be no good life. But still, I think that gradually we will understand that problems between nations cannot be solved through wars. These wars between countries and people will take a new form. After all, we already see that it is impossible to use nuclear weapons or chemical weapons. And then what remains? Fighting each other with sticks and stones again? In the modern world, there can no longer be a war in the form that it once was. Almost everyone already agrees with this. No one has such a force at their disposal with which it would be possible to come out victorious in the war. Therefore, I think that humanity will begin to conduct an internal audit of its thoughts and perception of reality, and will realize that we must move to a new phase of confrontation. It will be a confrontation not between us, not between these or other neighboring countries, but a confrontation with ourselves, a war with our own nature. And I think that we have already come close enough to a state when it will be possible to talk about it and find understanding among people that correction is required precisely in relations of a person to himself and to others. This is the only way to achieve balance and harmony between all people. From CAB TV's Conversation with Journalists, January 17, 2022. Michael Leitman, on the Times of Israel, highlights from a meeting with David Rosenthal. David Rosenthal is a respected political analyst, journalist, and columnist in various Israeli and international media outlets. Every so often, he interviews Dr. Michael Leitman on various topics. Below are some of the key points from their latest talk, which took place Wednesday, February 16, 2022. The questions and answers below summarize some of the main topics. Mr. Rosenthal, how do you see the state of the world at the moment? Where do you think it is headed? Dr. Leitman, indeed, we are at a critical phase in the development of humanity. However, for humanity to develop, nature is pressing us, in various ways. This is why we see so many conflicts around the world, along with volcanic eruptions, tsunamis, hurricanes, and other global problems all happening at the same time. While these crises are here in order to push us to the next level of development, they do not lift us there, but only force us to get out of our comfort zone. This is why it is so important that we take the initiative for our development into our own hands, since when nature does it, it employs very unpleasant ways. Either way, the 21st century will be a century of great lessons. The question is how quickly, easily, and pleasantly we want to learn those lessons. We can come to a state where everyone is satisfied, from individuals through organizations to societies and governments. It may seem impossible since each entity has its own interests, which often clash, but I believe we will discover how to rise above our differences and find a common unity that makes personal interests feel inconsequential. I anticipate that humanity will want to find the method for achieving this, and then we will all finally be happy. Although people are still egoists and in constant conflicts, we will gradually come to that state. Mr. Rosenthal, do organizations play any role in overcoming the raging ego? Dr. Leitman, their importance is that through various organizations and governments that want to impose their will on the public, we are discovering that there can be only one solution, to rise above all of our demands of others and come to some sort of equilibrium where no one demands anything of anyone. My words may not be very clear right now, but humanity is approaching it and will soon discover it. Mr. Rosenthal, how will climate change influence us? Will it continue to be a problem? Dr. Leitman, yes, I have no doubt it will. The problems we are currently facing are only because of us, to make us improve our relationships with one another. This is how we should see it. Therefore, if we make our relationships friendlier and calmer, we will pacify all of nature, including hurricanes and other storms, volcanic eruptions and earthquakes, and all the disasters plaguing us, on land, at sea, and in the air. The thing is that we, humans, are the center of creation. Therefore, the more we spoil our connections, the more we disrupt nature. When nature shifts off balance, we see an escalation of natural phenomena and they become natural disasters. This is why we say that they are signs that we need to improve our relations. When we improve them, we pacify the center of creation, which in turn pacifies the entire planetary system and the natural disasters stop occurring. Mr. Rosenthal, on another topic, what about anti-Semitism? Will there be a time when it subsides? Dr. Leitman, anti-Semitism usually eases after great troubles for the Jewish people. However, We must understand that the reason for anti-Semitism is that the people of Israel themselves do not do what they must do in the overall system of humanity. If the people of Israel connect among themselves, they will immediately placate the forces that erupt against them. Michael Leitman, on Quora, what are the lessons learned from Squid Game? The screenwriter and director of Squid Game have been noted as saying that such is our world in relation to the setup where people become willing to kill other people if placed under conditions where it is either their life or another's life. I would take it a step further, that our world is worse than what is presented in Squid Game. In our world, we wish to kill others without playing a game in order to do so, knowing in advance that we will kill them, and not as it is in Squid Game, where players agree to play a game according to certain rules. If we were to remove the filters that cloud human relations, we would see that we are killing each other. Imagine, for instance, the horrible phenomena we would see if everyone's thoughts became revealed. Thankfully, however, we have been given a gift of being able to each keep our thoughts to ourselves, so that we would be spared from such a terrible vision. The main lesson that Squid Game might open up is a view of how human nature works, that we each prioritize self-benefit over anything else, up to a point of killing other people if we are placed in a situation where it is either us, or them. However, such a lesson is only a small part of what we truly need lessons in today, the need to transform our nature so that we prioritize positive connection to each other and to nature. The more we develop without undergoing such a fateful transformation, the more we will suffer, and the sooner we take steps to transform our nature in order to positively connect with each other above our self-centeredness, then the sooner we will experience a new harmonious and peaceful world. Therefore, the main takeaway from Squid Game, which shows the evilness of our egoistic nature, should be paralleled with a serious endeavor that aims at clarifying what human nature is, how it works, why we create such shows, and whether they correctly portray our condition. We will be able to understand that we watch Squid Game and similar forms of art and entertainment because they portray the egoistic qualities that make up our current nature. However, such viewing should be accompanied with an explanation of the need to change this nature if we are to shift our lives to a positive course, a world of happiness, balance and peace. Then, instead of identifying with our egos, we would start seeing our egoistic attitudes to each other as masks that hide a much better life from us, and we will then start feeling a desire to exit our egoistic state, and develop a completely different attitude to each other, to nature and to life in general. Based on the video How Squid Game Portrays Human Nature with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman and Semyon Vinoka. The proper upbringing of boys. Question: despite the fact that now schools are trying to separate boys and girls, does this remain at the level of our bodies, our animal egoism, and in the end it will not work? Answer: this will have some kind of effect, but it will not correct a person and will not make him right in society. It will not lead to the correct mutual relations between men or between men and women. They will get some examples. There may be fewer distortions, but there will be no corrections. In any case, separate education is better. But we must be careful about what is presented within this framework that students will take an example from. Question: is it impossible to build something within the framework of our usual life correctly if there is no spiritual determinant? Answer: it is still good. When a boy receives an example from adult men, this is a completely different world for him than if he looks at women and subconsciously captures their goals, their outlook on life, the world, and their relationships with each other. This involuntarily distorts him, affects him at all levels, genetic, chromosomal, etc. All his behavior becomes effeminate. This is not right. Look at what's happening with men today. They do not want to leave their mothers, they stay at home until the age of 40. Or they get married, have children, and quickly run back to their mother. and then they find themselves another mother in the form of a wife. So until the end of their lives they themselves remain children. This is all because women are engaged in the education of men, young lads, and boys. Therefore, whole generations and even the entire civilization today is such that the female image turns out to be dominant, influencing, organizing, and determining. And there is nothing we can do about it. Unless we now begin to build the structure of our world with the help of Kabbalah, similar to the upper world that is revealed to us, we will see our generation even more distorted. From Cab TV's close-up, Generation of Lady Gaga, March 10, 2010. Blitz of Kabbalah Tips, January 8, 2022, Part 1. Question: what does it mean not to eat the bread of shame? Answer: the bread of shame is when I receive for my own sake. Question: if I manage to annul myself, can I give fulfillment to a friend? Answer: yes. If you annul before your friends, you can already start fulfilling them. Question: is it possible to use the state where I am higher than my friends to pray for them? Answer: yes. But we need to check that it does not come from my arrogant attitude toward them. Question: how does the group help us bring ourselves to the greatness of the Creator? Answer: it helps in a lot of states. I must take an example from my friends, implement my properties of bestowal on them, etc. This is our job. Question: will self-annulment of everyone in the ten eliminate the friction between us, that we must rise above in order to advance on the path? Answer: it will happen. Question: can the ten exhaust its strength as a result of a strong desire for connection? Answer: maybe, and then it must ask for strength from the Creator. Question: I understand and even feel that I must annul myself in front of my friends for spiritual advancement, but it is not so easy to annul. So how do I pray to the Creator? Answer: try to annul yourself. If you cannot annul, pray, the Creator will help. That is it. May God help you. Question: it is unclear how to give an example to others without hiding my flaws. Answer: the fact that you have flaws and you still want to give a good example, this is a perfect example. From the International Convention Rising Above Ourselves, January 8, 2022. Deriving the greatness of the goal from the Friends, Lesson 4. Let only the suffering of love remain. Question: when a person loves the Creator, does self-love automatically disappear or does it still remain? Answer: to the extent that a person loves the Creator, his love for himself gradually decreases and he does not have any thoughts about himself. Look at the mother who is completely devoted to her baby and thinks only of him. She has no thoughts of sleeping, eating, or doing anything else. She does everything necessary, but only to be above him all the time. This is how we should treat all people in the world. And then through them we will begin to relate to the Creator in the same way. And if we do not achieve such a relationship between ourselves and with the Creator, then we will be going through tremendous suffering. Comment: but humanity has been suffering throughout its history. My response: what are our sufferings? From the fact that he received a little, stole a little, walked around a little, and the like. This is not suffering. We are talking about suffering that we are distant from each other and relative to the Creator. They will bring us closer to the Creator. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, December 14, 2021. Mutual guarantee is needed to demonstrate the greatness of bestowal. Question: if I see the contribution of the friends, their work, does this mean that there is already a mutual guarantee? Is it my job to see it? Answer: if there is a mutual guarantee, avoot, then you are implementing it. If you are in mutual guarantee, each one of you nullifies himself with respect to a common goal and you form this common goal, that is, the property of mutual bestowal, mutual connection, and then you will gradually begin to feel the Creator in it. Mutual guarantee is the Kli, vessel, in which we move forward and will be able to feel the Creator to the extent of our common unity. Therefore, the Creator says, you build me. Question: what are the practical conditions for building a vessel of mutual guarantee? Answer: when you try to create conditions that exist in the spiritual vessel, Kli, between desires and intentions in your group, physical or virtual, then you create the Kli, that is, the soul. You should think more about it and discuss it among yourselves so that this subject becomes closer to you. Mutual guarantee is necessary precisely for each one of you to demonstrate to the others the greatness of the property of bestowal, how important and necessary it is, and how much one must be afraid of falling into egoism. From the International Convention Rising Above Ourselves, January 9, 2022. Working in Mutual Responsibility, Lesson 6. A small group is higher than a great Kabbalist. A group of 10 is higher than any sage or Kabbalist because it is a collection of small, goal-oriented people who do not yet understand where they are and what to do. But they are striving for one common goal and have gathered together. Therefore, their connection is higher in spiritual construction than one great Kabbalist. This is true because they build the Creator within themselves. Their state is more promising, and therefore the Creator engages with them more. From the International Convention Rising Above Ourselves, January 8, 2022. Deriving the greatness of the goal from the friends, Lesson 4.